There were only two real contenders, the bear paw or the cinnamon bun. Maybe she'd do a Reader's Write article on that. People loved a good-natured fight over baked goods. She'd been mulling that over and licking the icing from her fingers when she reached the hardware store. After a round of greetings and comments on the weather, she dove right into the heart of it. "All right, let's have it. What's the scoop today, fellas?" Looking pleased with himself, Ed drew out a long, "Well," and pushed away with his heels until his rocker leaned way back. Ginger raised her eyebrows. He only dangled things like that with the very juiciest of news.
"Someone's gone and bought the old Meyer place,"
Jeb cut in excitedly, earning a fierce scowl from Ed. Ginger relaxed a bit, waving him off.
"Sure, everyone heard about that last month when Deidre made the sale."
Deidre Mee was the town's realtor, and with a sale as big as the Meyer Hunting Lodge, she'd been on cloud nine. There wasn't anyone in a 20-mile radius who hadn't heard her dramatic recounting of the closing.
"He's moving in today,"
Ed said, resuming his cat who ate the canary smile. He had Ginger's full attention now. She grabbed the empty rocking chair next to him and was about to sit down and pump him for information when George Oates quietly appeared behind her.
Young missy, that's my chair."
Ginger nearly jumped out of her skin. "Don't creep up like that."
"Sorry."
Unlike Ed and Jeb, George wasn't fully retired yet. He kept himself busy with a strange assortment of odd jobs, but everyone knew where he'd be spending his time when he finally hung up his work gloves for good.
"Hey, George,"
they chorused. Jeb handed him a cigarette, and Ginger leaned up against the railing while he took up his post in the rocking chair.
"I guess chivalry is dead?"
"No donuts for us. Chivalry is too starved to stand. What y'all talking about?"
"The Meyer place."
"Funny you should mention it."
George started up, but Ed cut him off, eager to get back in the spotlight.
"Gorgeous place. Never thought it would sell, though. $5 million.
Out here?
The place is nice and all, but big spenders like that prefer the city. What would they do in a little town like this? Right, Ginger?"
"Anyways, Jim told me he passed one of those big rent-a-move trucks on his way in today. Turned off the bridge and everything."
"Nah, that can't be him. Billionaires don't rent moving trucks."
"Well, how the heck are they supposed to move then? Show up at a Learjet?"
"They got people to do this stuff for them."
"What's his name again?" Ginger largely ignored them while they bickered. She had her phone out and was ready to wiki their new neighbor.
"Castwell?" "Yep, Jack Castwell."
They waited, with varying degrees of patience, for her to read off the details.
The article is just a stub."
"A what now?"
"Basically, it means no one's gotten around to writing an article on him. There's just his name and a mention that Forbes estimated his net worth at $3.1 billion last year. And a link to a more informative profile on their site."
She followed the link.
"Does it have his age? Is he married?"